You guys, I guess it's time for another live stream.
Oh, it's time.
Kalila's giving birth to a fun new
You're gonna
thing.
have to wait and see what I'm actually giving birth to on the live show.
And it's gonna have a sleepover, slumber party, drug experimentation theme. I'm calling it now.
And you can get tickets at moment.co, that's co/trashtuesday.
And it's all happening Thursday, November 17th at 7 p.m.
And guess what? You know, Esther, how your name is old?
Yeah.
I got something exciting for everyone. There's an early bird special.
Woo!
All right. When tickets go on sale, there's an early bird special for the first 24 hours. When you get your tickets, boom.
And the live stream is on Thursday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Pacific.
And again, get your tickets right now at moment.co/trashtuesday. Oh my!
How's it going, guys? Look at, I went to get a fake ass and they gave me fake thighs.
They gave me the whole 9 yards.
There's no ass. There's no ass. It's just thighs.
And it's so distracting. Are you mad if it's I stare at them?
No, I did some sketches with them for my solo podcast, and I was shocked at how trained people are to not look at your fake tits and
not me, not me, girl.
The nipples are huge.
The views we lose from my nose, we will gain twice over from your teeth.
What do you mean your nose?
I hope the Latin teens on TikTok are happy now.
I honestly cannot believe we didn't get her in a bald cap. I mean,
honestly, this hurts.
So Esther, you're...
I'm Gru, because that's what teenagers on TikTok have been calling me for the last 6 months. And I just want them to know that, you know what? I can handle it. And I you're anti-Semitic, okay? You're anti-Semitic.
Yeah, and you guys think I have sex with dogs, and that makes you guys anti-comedy. Do not like jokes. You're crazy. You choose bestiality over jokes. My nails are so like sharp that I stabbed a hole in the neck. It looks like I got a tracheotomy.
Oh my god! That's really
I
scary.
That was real neck.
Ew, bitch! I thought that was my real. Are you about to beat us up?
No.
We got Gnarly Quinn over here.
Gnarly, you guys, happy Halloween. It is our Halloween episode. And
Lila is dressed as Harley Quinn.
She's really pulling it off. She's well. We have Juicy Jessica Johnson in the house in the Kalila chair. Or should I say Harley Quinn?
Where is Kalila? I've never met her. I wanted to meet her.
I've not met her either.
Well,
Jesus.
That's deep.
No.
That's deep.
Kalila is, I don't know, where's Kalila?
I think that Bobby, the story I heard through Carlos is that Bobby refused to come back to do Tiger Belly, and he made everyone fly to him in Hawaii.
That's awesome. That's can good. You imagine being that rich?
Yeah, well, I can. I can, bitch. Look at my new Wawa cup.
I love it.
Taylor Bling, baby.
It's so pretty and sparkly.
I'm putting the fucking handle under this. I'm having the producers put the handle under this. You guys got to get some Taylor Bling, baby.
I love it.
She gave me my Wawa.
It's brand new, huh?
It's so good.
So, Annie, what inspired your costume? Let's talk about this.
I like to live dreams out in my costumes. You fail every time. Listen, I just want to tell you, what Esther does is her laziness comes out and bites her every Halloween. What were you last year?
I
grapes
don't,
or something?
No, that was our Thanksgiving episode. When they,
that was a big problem with George. Esther had a real square down with George. Shoulders were squared. She was ready to go.
He made us look like food. A funny story. I applied to a Hooters in Champaign, Illinois when I was in college.
And what? They couldn't see you over the counter?
They did not hire me. What is this? Did you always want to be a Hooters waitress?
No, I just was like, I always thought Hooters waitress is a funny costume, but you got to go all out. There's no, you can't hold back. But I've been having fun with these titties.
May I have some fun?
Yes, you're gonna love them. They're better than you think. They're so good.
Oh my god!
Here, just sit right there.
Come on, titty fuck me, titty fuck me. No, you can bash them.
Oh my god!
What if my tooth popped out?
I can't.
I'd be like, my lawyer was here to see this it, thank
like,
God.
What if Dave watches this episode and he's like, I think Annie should come over for dinner?
Oopsie, I spill a lot too. Do you think these are bigger than your boobs?
What? Yes.
I can never tell on your stature. They always
are you. They're 18 times bigger than my boobs.
I got the biggest ones you could get.
I can tell.
What
I would
size
hope.
Is that technically?
It's an E.
E.
Or maybe E. 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 E as in come eat off of them, Dave. Todd loves them. He's so happy with them. It's so disappointing. I'm really? Like, Todd, you're supposed to play it off like this is disgusting to you. Ew.
I'm into it too. I'm like.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Easy and affordable online therapy. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/trashtuesday today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/trashtuesday. Hi, you guys. I am back on the road in December. I am going to be in Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco. And in January, I'll be in Phoenix. Get tickets at estherandice.com and check out my solo podcast, My Pleasure, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hi, Sluggies. So excited for you to meet my Juggies. I have been having the best time. I snuck on the Reddit. I know I'm not supposed to look at Reddit, but I snuck on the Reddit and I read the sweetest little thread about you guys at the meet and greets. And I love you back. It's been so special and so amazing. And I like, it's like a drug to meet you. So give me my fix, guys. Come see me in the meet and greets. You can see me in San Jose, California with Juicy Jetski Johnson. November 11th and 12th. I'll be in Michigan through December 1st through December 3rd. I'll be in Florida in February, and I have a lot more dates we're adding right now. So go to annieletterman.com/shows. Also, every Monday at 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. Eastern, I have my audio show, Don't Bore Me, that's interactive. Come tell me your stories. It's been absolutely wild. And also, Annie Wood is out and available. Go to annieletterman.com. I mean, go to annieletterman.com, but also go to Annie Letterman on YouTube. Subscribe. It's all over the place. So thank you guys so much.
I actually have an unrelated to Halloween. Well, could be related. I have my period, and I'm just curious.
Ooh, a bloody mess. Ooh, spook.
It was a Monday, and okay.
Bloody Monday.
Can you pee with a tampon in and not have to change the tampon?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you pee them out.
Yeah.
You went out.
For a strong fun. One.
Like, just doesn't the pee like loosen it up, and then it's like never gonna really work?
It's you're too old. You're about to not have your period anymore. You're wondering these like Aquarian to tampons.
She's savoring the memories.
That you are on your way out. Your height is not your uterus. Let's just say your uterus looks your age.
Okay? I think that you should be so. I would think so supportive of me exploring the world of tampons.
It's done. It's over.
But you know, I've been a pad girl.
I like pads too.
You do?
Oh, I got two. I'm surrounded by pad girls. I love how I'm not even the padded one.
You're padded all over. I use it all. Diva cup, tampon, not at the
same
time.
Oh, all the same time.
But I switch it up depending, because I'm not going to wear a Diva cup to like a bar, because what am I going to like rinse it out in the sink?
Oh, I know. Public bathroom.
Wait, that's like the whole, to me, that's the best part of a Diva cup. It's like a public bathroom.
I'm like, something bad happened. Help.
I can't do it, especially if you're on stage and those people are your audience.
Oh, God, like, the worst. It's like green rooms. Can you just always have a bathroom? Please do not make a shit. And release our Diva cups in front of our fans.
That is really hard.
It's so bad. And I go in the men's bathroom. Okay. So it's even worse.
At the shows?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you use the men's bathroom?
I like the glory hole. I like a little peek. I like a little.
Wait.
I like a little penis coming.
Have you really ever seen a glory hole?
I have seen a glory hole, but it was in a sex shop. It was in like a. They had like an arcade where you could watch porn in the back and guys fuck each other through the. Or maybe there's a girl. Who knows? Maybe that's like the excitement of a glory hole. You're like, maybe it's a girl. Maybe it's a girl.
I know Carlos has had some glory hole experience.
Is this the time you really tell us?
Whoa.
I've been to
the glory hole.
Ooh, the gory glory.
I legit didn't know glory holes were for like gay guys.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
Guys, he is going to just naively come out with it. Like, oh, I didn't realize that I was gay the whole time.
And he's about to have a field day.
Everyone, listen. We support where you are at in life, and we will be very comfortable with you whenever you are comfortable to tell us what you need to tell us. But go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He gets it.
Yeah.
I love this.
I mean, look, I think Carlos, honestly, at this point, will choose that narrative over his other narrative that he has going on around the internet, which is that he's the reason Bobby and Kalila broke up.
Hold on. I got to take this. Hello?
Oh, wait. This is real?
Hello? Hello? Oh, a spam risk. I was going to ask them if they'd heard about Carlos and Kalila. Whoa.
They probably have.
What do you think? Weigh in.
It's so awkward and bad friends.
Oh, they're you got to bring her back.
They're honestly always fighting. Yeah, can I take this with me?
You were my lawyer yesterday.
Really?
I didn't know when that would air, but it was still very awkward. Yeah.
This kind of could be like a judge wig, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like a modern day judge. This is our generation's judges in the future.
Oh, how did it go?
The trial went great. I got Carlos. I'm not going to say I got him off because, yuck.
Yeah.
He's innocent.
It's not that yuck. I'm handsome.
He's an innocent
man. It was proven.
You don't think he's innocent? You're just mad you weren't the lawyer. As
actually,
her Jew FOMO is going crazy. Her homo. Her shlomo. The jiggliness of the handle of that is so funny. It's just like,
I will say, if I ever am in court, though, I will come to you first.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
We don't have to set up a fake lawsuit here.
Is that so you can stand on her shoulders and you guys will be regular size?
That would be awesome.
Wait, how tall are you?
5'4".
Oh, she
way
is
tall, giant.
She's a tall person. Yeah.
The number one question I get in meet and greet, it's not like, how'd you do it, Annie? Or what's going on with you? Or we love you. It's always like, am I as tall as Esther? I'm like, whoa. I don't know if she's a liar. She's shorter than you.
You know, I park cars at the Comedy Store lot, and you're one of the only people that I have to move the seat like back to reach the pedals. You and Brad Williams.
That's funny because sometimes I do move it back for people, but sometimes I forget.
But maybe when you do, she still
that's
has to.
Very possible.
When you move it back, do you ever feel your tampon getting pulled out a little? I know you're new to tampons.
Now, speaking of what you said of wanting to be asked, how'd you do it at a meet and greet? I had a similar experience where I once went to my high school theater class. Like, I went back after I had had my show Alone Together, and I was so excited to talk to the teens. No one had heard of Hulu. No one had heard of Freeform.
You're trying to pretend it was on Hulu already. She's recreating history. Or actually, let's make her the writer because she's very creative.
It's streamed on.
Oh, you were the writer.
But no kid gave a fuck about me at all. And I was like, wow, this is not how I
pictured
it.
Why would they respect someone shorter than them?
That's true.
At their age? Get this tiny bitch out of here.
That's true.
The funniest thing, this is a repeat, but it's good enough, I think. She was on Tiger Belly and Kalila was like, oh, Bobby and I watch Alone Together. And she was like, oh my God, you do? And she goes, no, the show Alone Together.
Together.
Not a show Alone Together. It's like the greatest moment of
podcast history.
It's the number one.
Yeah.
I've seen Alone Together. You killed it in that, for real.
Oh, thanks.
You're already on the show.
You're the...
No, we love it.
Oh my God, the only comedian who's ever said that to me. Thank you.
That wasn't on it. Other people that were on it were like, I liked the episode I was in.
Bobby was in it. I don't think he said it.
Listen, Bobby's been in a lot of things he hasn't mentioned. He's probably shooting something right now he doesn't want to mention.
Wait, so you guys went to a Renaissance fair together?
Yes, we did.
Oh my God.
Oh, I wish we should have brought our stuff.
I know. I thought about the little hat. We went. It was really fun going on the road with Annie. I've just started going on the road with people been taking me. Annie's the first female to take me, and that was exciting for me. And it was really fun.
I didn't make
fun.
Her suck my dick or anything.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I was like, come here, kid, suck my dick. You want an extra few minutes? Put this in your mouth. Come blow me, bitch. Oh, you know. But I'm just kidding. I am just kidding, actually. The people should get on the right. I promise. I'm just kidding. It's not unheard of.
It's all not. Right? It's not.
Did you ever blow anyone for sale? Did you ever get face fucked for stage
Let
time?
Me think. It's not an instant no.
It's really, it just happens. Sometimes it happens after you get the stage time. It's, you can't help it. You fall asleep with your mouth open on the plane.
I mean, when I dated Tony, he was hosting the open mics, but.
That's so sad. That low level.
Yeah.
The lowest level. Oh my God. And we hung out with, oh my God. Okay, wait. Do you want to tell?
You tell him because you hooked it up, but I will try.
I did not hook up with anyone.
She hooked up the opportunity.
I blew jet ski. I actually sucked jet ski's dick. I was like, yeah, please. She's like, really?
Getting all those features, how they've been getting me to feature.
Yes, we've all been begging her. We've been begging her.
Oh, I love that reversal.
But so, Esther's like, is that true? Could that really happen? I could see you getting people like doing a bidding war to have you open for them.
Wait, yeah, Marin won it. Yes. I opened for him.
Somehow Marin won.
He blows me. Is that how it works?
We'd watch.
I'm saying it.
Even Dave might watch. All right. Okay, so sorry, I had to fix my neck. Okay. So we go to Kansas City, and now I'm a big fan of the show The Challenge, like a big fan.
I need to just pause and say that you would be hot with a broken neck.
Thank yes. you so much.
Like with
that becomes her, right?
With the like neck twisted. Yeah, there's something hot there.
Do you think it's because it's pushing my double chin back?
No, it's no, you don't have it's a double chin.
Oh, you fish and you get it. And it's just everything you dream of.
Yeah.
But so, okay, so love the challenge. My friend Wes, who I found on online, we became friends. We'd never met in person, but he and his wife live in Kansas City. So he's like, I'm going to come do shows when you come into town. So we ended up going to their house. All this footage will be on Annie Wood, my solo podcast. But we went to his mansion. He's like fucking rich. He put all of his like winnings over the years of this reality show. He's been on it for 20 years.
Who is this?
This guy, Wes from The Challenge. And he... No, if you don't know, you don't know. You
it's
don't
been
know.
On for like 38. He's, I didn't know either. It's been on for like 38 seasons.
It's like
everyone. And he just wins it a lot?
Yeah, but he just invested his money. So now he's just fucking. He
okay.
invited us. There he is. There's our boy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we went to his house, his mansion, and we got IVs.
Yeah, there was like a doctor there. And like they did these vitamin IVs and found out I have tiny veins.
Tiny veins. The woman was literally squeezing
oh
the bag
God.
Of liquid. You know you'd have the same thing.
Yeah.
There are parallels.
We're such pick me girls.
You're like, how hot is this? My tiny veins. So tight.
Yeah, they're tight and so wet.
Tight, wet. Shriveled.
She put the needle. I was like, is it in yet?
But we had so but much really, fun.
No, yeah, it was really fun. And then
we went to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, we only had about an hour before the show, and Annie did like the baddest like quick trip ever. We got costumes immediately. I went to pay for them. She's like, I got it.
Nobody like, spends a dollar on my weekend.
Yeah, for real.
I start opening for you.
I charge you. All of a sudden, I'm the one not paying a dollar. Like, you misheard it. I make you. You're like pawning your wedding ring
to end. Keep up with yes, what you're doing. Yes.
No, yeah, we bought, and I've never bought costumes. I've never like leaned into the Renaissance Fair because I was like, is this something you'd want to go to?
Yeah, and someone then, invited us as a joke, and I was like, whoa, and Annie's like, haha. But then she looked at me and she's like, wait, would you really want to go? And I was like, yeah, my dad and my stepmom got married at the Ren Fair.
She's a Ren Fair baby.
I like grew up at the fair. I'd go there every season, sometimes on off season because their friends owned a shop there. And some people live there even when, you know, regular folks aren't going through.
They have it like all cities, right? It's all over.
And the one in Arizona is the one I'm referring to. But okay. I'm assuming because I was like, let's see Kansas City in medieval times.
Yes. No, Jesse made such a good point about it. It's like you go to the different ones and you're like, it's true to what it would be like in that town.
Oh, it is. It's that like accurate.
But there's a lot of who knows that.
Everyone's check. Or
I've never read a book, so I don't know the history of anything. Like Game of Thrones, is that medieval?
I feel like they're mostly in like Europe, the medieval times and like the Renaissance and everything. But if it were, I don't know if the Native Americans.
Yeah, I guess that time wise, it wouldn't have actually been in Kansas City. Oh. But do you know what I'm thinking? Can you read my mind right now? It's not related to that. Can you read it?
I don't.
You look like Groot.
Whoa. Amen.
Is that what your mind was saying?
I can't believe it.
They were right. Look, the.
Because your head is round in a way where, like, even though you have hair,
yeah,
I can see what a bald cap would look like on you.
Yeah.
Like, your hairline, like, illuminates it. It's so cute.
Yeah, no,
like a hot version, obviously.
The teens on TikTok are smarter and more evolved than all of us. They see things we can't see.
You know what you're getting treated like? You're getting treated like a substitute teacher.
What do you mean?
You know how the kids are the meanest and most brutal to substitute teachers? They're giving you the substitute teacher where it's like the meanest insults. Like, they don't know you. They're not going to meet you.
You're right.
You're in and out of their lives. You're as easy as a flip up.
I can't believe this is the moment I realize that I have substitute teacher energy. That is really dark, but it is a role I'm willing to take. I don't think legally I can substitute teach because I don't
What have you done?
No, because
your hands are too little.
I think you have the one requirement is a college degree. Should I go back to college so that I can be a substitute teacher at my high school?
Verbally abused.
My kids. That's
you should just play one on TV.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wait, no, I want to go. I think I actually want to substitute teach.
Me too. Oh my God. Like the teacher. Remember the teacher that was in the news for having big boobs like this?
Wait, I want to wear those when I go teach. I won't wear them in the job. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Annie, we are mentally not well.
We're mentally not well. There's a few things I've added into my life that have perked things up.
Yeah, but I see that.
But these are temporary. Okay?
They're not permanent.
I need help up here.
Have you ever been stuck focusing on problems and not solutions?
Last night? Yeah. Do you know what's so crazy about Todd too? He just sleeps through the night. And I'm like, do you not have the wake up hiccups? Like I wake up like... Like, I just wake up with, like, a thing, and I'm like, how am I thinking about this again?
Yeah, I was up at 5 a.m., like, just dripping in sweat, anxiety.
Just terrified about what costume they were going to get you. Yeah.
But it can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode, and that's why therapy and getting actual help from someone will change your life. And also, I feel like I always have to give this disclaimer, like, I every day wake up and have to struggle to find peace. Like, it is not, I'm not fixed.
And that's not just a piece of pie. It is actually peace.
Peace. World peace.
No, it is. It's like, it's a choice to wake up every day and take care of yourself. And it is a choice that I make and I do need help to do it. And it's...
Most people aren't raised to learn how to be solution focused. Like that, and that's not your fault. It's not your parents' fault. Like, it's just... None of us have the tools, and that's why BetterHelp is so important. And if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online.
I just feel like every time I try to do something that's hard and helps me, it's like there's obstacles in the way, mm-hmm. and BetterHelp cuts out so many of those obstacles. It's right there for you. It's so easy.
And what's great, which I wish this was available to me when I was in my 20s, you can get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time. And when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/TrashTuesday for today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/TrashTuesday. Little children, I'll take thee away. Wait, do you seem like someone that often gets mistaken for a child as well?
A lot of people say we look alike.
But you don't. Online. You just have the same childlike wonder.
I feel like you are sort of if me and Annie had a baby.
Whoa.
Which we
if
will.
We could carry them to full term, either of us. You know, one struck out. I probably will too. I don't know. I have four eggs, four tries.
Oh my God. Yeah, you could be like our little love child.
I could see that. Yeah, I know. And people say I look young all the time.
Yeah, I see that for sure.
It's what did the security guard say? KT, our security guard was king. We had the best security guard in
KC. He's huge. And we all felt so safe around him.
Oh, he was the best. He was like, I really kind of wanted to fuck someone up for you. And we're like, okay.
Wait, you travel with a security guard?
No, but I will be soon.
Yeah, she should.
I'm cusp. Cusp of traveling.
She got recognized at the Ren Fair.
Of course she did.
I was like, I wish we were here longer because you know that's kind of my demo. It's like the record store, the Ren Fair, anywhere where people collect things or are living in a specific time that no longer exists.
They got a picture with, like, a couple of people got a picture with you, and I want to see flipping through their album where it's like a Jester, Knight, Annie Letterman.
Oh my God, our picture. I should have brought our picture. We took a picture. We took a medieval picture. Oh
yeah, we really went through it fast. We got the costumes. We stopped at this next shop. But they take your picture and you dress up and they're like, we'll get you in and out in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they did. We all dressed up and Todd was the monk. You were the queen.
I was the
jester.
She was the jester.
Randy
I left the
had
king.
A little hat.
Wait, what was
Randy gave a little pink hat.
What Randy came with? Yeah. Okay, now I'm jealous. Triggered. Wait, what were you thinking when you looked at me and asked if I could read your mind? Just that I looked
that
like
you Brooke? Look like I was like, I wonder if she can tell us what I'm thinking.
Oh, because when you guys just mentioned pictures, do you know what I might be thinking? A story that we've probably told on this podcast. It's kind of not enough for you to really know what
okay.
it
is. Give me one more hint.
Okay. Autographing pictures.
Oh, we didn't tell that story.
I don't know if we did, but I think it's worth telling.
Okay.
Tell her.
We went to Montreal. We can't say who the comedians were.
No, we're not.
But
there
were these comedians that were like, I don't think we have these people anymore in our lives where they're no. just like, I don't want to say enemy of the state, but it was like, they were obnoxious.
They were like, it was people, you know how it is when someone like thinks they're really successful and they think they're better than you.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
Everyone gets the vibe from them and you're like.
And I don't know people like that anymore. Like, that
really
was
have
a very
no,
like.
Feelings like this.
Like that was a very like 2010s.
Also that person followed me on my birthday randomly and I screen grabbed it. I forgot to send it to you. Like, oh my God, birthday wish.
They finally came around to accepting that you are talented enough to follow.
Oh my God.
Did I follow back? Gotta wait till their birthday.
I see that more at my level.
What's that?
I think as you ascend up and like you gain like you said, like where when you did those shows with the teens and people still don't know who you are, but you do gain that respect from your peers. And that feels really good.
Yeah.
Right? I'm still like coming up. So I get that. And I definitely remember it more like when I was more in the open mic scene where the levels are more up and down.
Right.
The best thing about you, though, Jesse, and where you're at is like, OK, so you're like blowing up. I think we can say you're blowing up. You're doing great. But and people, it's like a position people want to be mad at you for, right? Like there's hate that wants to come at you.
Yeah.
Jealousy, competition. But you're really nice and a good person and positive energy. So they're fucked. They're like, duh, where do I put this energy? Maybe I'll have to work harder. Maybe I'll just have to do more. Open mic.
I'm having a weird.
Open mic.
I'm having a craving to see what it would feel like. If
a motorboat?
No, if you're. Titties pressed against my vagina.
Okay, come here.
Oh my God, what is this show I'm on?
This is, that's porn. Oh my. Oh my Lord, oh my God.
That's
what I always picture.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
Just got fucked.
Oh my God. No, are these Sleeper by Esther pants?
Yes, they are.
So cute.
Well, now they're Gru pants.
Why, because your penis grew?
Wait, okay, so tell her what happened.
Okay, so we all like get off the plane in Montreal and it's like fun, we're there. It's the second time we're both there, right?
Yeah, so, it was really fun and we were in a shuttle with a group of comedians.
Right, and things were kind of tense, right?
Like two comedians clearly like didn't want to like laugh and have fun with us, which by the way, it's fine. I've been in moods where I'm like, let them have fun.
And they were traveling together anyway, so maybe they were in a fight or something. So it's like, whatever. So we get off the plane and we're swarmed by what feels like Canadian TMZ. I mean, at this point.
Not us.
No,
them.
Past.
Yeah.
This group of people with cameras and pictures and everything just pushes past us and goes to them and is like, can we have your autograph? And pulls out these like headshots of them. And we are like.
We're like, whoa.
What is
we're like
who
we're
are these guys?
We're just like, oh wow, like okay, so
they were right, we were wrong.
Yeah,
they're
like
they're big stars, we're nothing,
they're better than us. I see why they didn't want to talk to us or make eye contact with us in the van.
A big thing in Canada.
Yeah, like they're hot shit. Okay, we're nothing, so we like basically
we look at each other, we're like, oh, I mean, it was so like literally like shoved to the side.
We were
felt like
it was like getting owned, getting sent to the mailroom.
We were just so sure we were actually better than them,
but we were wrong.
Whoa.
We were completely wrong. And then moments later, they like pivoted and they were like, "Oh my God, we have your pictures too." And we're like,
"Annie, oh. Esther." We were like, "Okay."
Oh, thank God, because we were. It was like
you
it was a
to
hard
them
pill
on
to
Instagram,
swallow. Yes, so we were like,
"Never mind,
we're good."
We're like, "Okay,
we're equal at worst.
None of us matter. Yeah, so this we're is all fine." These people just are making a
they're
wasted investment
yeah.
having to sign these.
But actually not a bad investment now that we have Trash Tuesday.
I think
signed autographs of podcast stars.
I think you have to die for those to be valuable, right?
Yeah, valuable, yeah. Yeah.
But the time you sign them to is more valuable, as you progress. And yeah.
Well, do you think your autograph changes over time too? Maybe it gets sloppier because you're not as like excited about it.
Yeah.
Like maybe they got like the N's were really pronounced.
Well, I know when I was in elementary school, I had the perfect copy of Britney Spears' autograph.
You are such a sick bitch.
And now mine is just sloppy and I don't care. Yes. But I like studied her writing and made it like her.
Did you have any autographs as a kid? Did you collect?
Just the Chris Farley one that my dad got.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He met him at the East Bank Club, which was like this fancy gym in Chicago that my dad would sneak into.
That's so funny to meet him at a gym.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
What a place you weren't expecting to meet him in.
I agree. And it's on, the autograph is on the back of the guest pass that my dad used.
Because he didn't pay to get it.
Yeah.
Because he refused to pay.
Yeah. And my dad had such a good scam going with this health club because he said that, I was like, how did you sneak in time and time again? He's like, after you go so many times, the staff just thought I was a member. So he would just walk right in.
That's awesome.
I know. And that's like where Obama played basketball and like Oprah Winfrey. It was like a 90s.
Oprah Winfrey also worked out for the one time in her life. Damn, this is like, they need to sign some NDAs that they went to this gym.
It was like a 90s Chicago scene for sure.
I love that your dad is like kind of a star fucker like you too. he's like, I'm not going to pay, but I will only go to the finest.
Yeah, gym. Yeah. And well, he took me to see Tommy Boy. So he was so excited to see. And we like grew up watching SNL, obviously. Too.
Yeah.
I said we grew up. Me and my dad are siblings. Yeah, we really are.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I feel exactly the same way about my dad.
Do you really?
Yeah. I feel like he's like my best bud.
Yeah.
We just like laugh our fucking asses off of my dad. But so, okay. Did you ever have any autographs or anything?
I had the Disney book, you know, the Disney characters, but I didn't meet many famous people in Arizona. So it wasn't until like shortly before I moved to LA, I worked at this coffee shop, Joe Black Coffee. It's awesome. And I remember like Dimitri Martin came in.
Oh, that's cool.
I like couldn't look him in the eye.
Oh, you didn't say hi to him?
I like took his order, but I was like, I've never seen a famous person.
Yeah. And he's so recognizable because he has that like hair, the like bowl cut kind of.
Yeah.
He's so cool. He's so nice.
And then the Flight of the Conchords guys came in and I've seen them live twice since like before I even started stand up. So I was really excited. And I happened to have my birthday card. So he signed my birthday card.
Aww.
So that was cool. And yeah, that's about it. And then I moved out here and a lot of moving out here for me with stand up, getting my confidence up is being around famous people and like realizing that's. Everybody's just people.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that's helped me in my stand up a lot, be more confident. And yeah.
I thought that I had learned that lesson. And then I met Kendall Jenner. And
but did Kendall Jenner meet you?
Definitely not. No, that's a really good clarification.
It was very one sided.
That's deep.
Did you have any autographs?
I had like my dad got me. I actually had Michael Jackson's autograph.
Shut up.
What? Yeah.
My dad got it for me. He lost it. Kind of, doesn't matter.
Yeah. But how did he get it?
Well, my dad used to work at Penn and they had a University of Pennsylvania and they had a.
So weird. Your dad had a good job.
He had a regular job.
But that's a great job.
You work like a person that is like presentable and stuff. I don't know. He like pulled it off though. He like couldn't believe it. We all are like, this is insane, Dad. How did you do it? He's just charming.
Yeah.
Charming. His defense mechanism as a child was to be charming.
Mm-hmm.
So he got through it all. But he also was Mensa. My dad's really smart, but ADD. But so he was in a meeting and they were making a college fund. There was this guy, Michael Milken, who was a huge con artist that got caught, I don't know, in like a Ponzi type scheme or something like that.
Is your dad surprised that his daughter has such big knockers?
He hasn't seen them. My mom, I have been bouncing around on FaceTime with. And my mom's like, takes it at like almost as offensive because she also doesn't have big boobs. She's like, wow, you're really having fun over there, huh? Like pulling the nipples out and like pinching them and like Todd will come up and punch them.
Randy's like, biting on
us. Yeah, Randy. But my mom also is just like, I've been telling all my friends about your boobs. So like in person, she's like annoyed, but then she's like proud. She's so proud. She's like, I told everyone to make sure they watch your podcast. Let's see your boobs. And you've been going around town in them. I have so many more bits to do in these boobs.
Oh my God.
I hate it. It's like so funny that your boobs are big. Like I kind of feel bad for women with the big boobs because I'm just looking at them laughing.
I know, but you know what? I'm telling you. The reaction was so much like people were so respectful to the idea of giant fake tits in this world.
No, it does command respect.
Yes. People are like,
ma'am, right this way.
Women did like they were like people were giving me a lot of eye contact. They were like, like they were not looking down. They were like, we are going to show our respect. I know. Aren't they so fun?
They're so real. Wait. So carry on about your
You have to stop.
She's losing it. Help her.
You just tear him.
Wait, she's possessed.
How have you not breastfed me yet?
Breastfeeded. She can't even speak English anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Wholesome fucking G's, baby.
Man, wait. You should have given that 11-year-old this podcast. Like, oh dead God. Right now.
You need to finish your story about your dad.
Okay, so there was this con artist and Michael Jackson came together to make a fund, like a college fund. So he said that Michael Jackson was in the meeting asleep the whole time. He had a hat over his head. And then afterwards, my dad was like, can you say to Annie, Max, and Timmy, love Michael Jackson? And it was on a paper. My dad lost it. But, you know, who cares? He, you know.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Thank you, Papa. And then I got, embarrassingly, well, it's not embarrassing. Nothing's embarrassing. Being who you are and where you are at your time in your life. I, at 19, got backstage passes to my mom used to work at this radio station, 88.5. WXPN, and I got backstage passes to this like fest, and I got to meet John Mayer, who I now have met randomly a million times, and I have not been like autograph when I was 19.
Did he try to fuck you when you were 19?
Yeah. No, I think I was too flat. Oh,
look at you now, though.
Look at me. No, John Mayer.
Annie, stop it. Give me the bat.
Kill them. Use the wand.
Oh, yeah. It's just so fun. Like, you are gonna just see like web series of me just with boobs.
This is the saddest wand ever, Carlos.
It was $14.99.
It's so
why are we getting such cheap budget here?
That's, I don't know. That feels expensive.
This? What
we should have got them at
it's
the rent.
So short. Sure.
Spirit on Alvarado. There's a guy pooping outside of it.
This is
why you didn't bring us the guy pooping?
This is for a kid, Carlos. I need an adult-sized wand.
We should have got them at the fair. There were so many wands at the fair.
There were so many wands. There were so many wooden swords. Can I have the skull? Is that what you're getting? What are you doing? What happened?
He's zooming in on your boobs.
Yeah, he just wanted to take a look. He's just pretending.
Everyone's getting up to look at your boobs.
Everyone's weird.
Now, okay. So your dad gets married at the Renaissance Fair.
To my stepmom.
To your stepmom.
How old were you? Yeah.
Ooh. I think.
Jinx.
I think it was.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah, I can't remember.
She's like, it's so weird to like have to like literally come with a wooden sword to a wedding. She's like, I blacked it out.
I must have been in junior high. So I was like 12, 13.
Were you into it or were you like, I can't believe you did this at the Renaissance Fair?
No, I was into it.
You were like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and we dressed up. Like, I was in part of it was called a hand fasting ceremony. And I thought it was cool because we'd go to the Ren Fair every year. So
and they tie their
hands together.
Oh my God, my friend had that at her wedding. That's so nerdy. Oh my God.
Wait, how does it work?
But I thought I still think my dad is like so cool, but it wasn't until I was later that I realized other people don't think medieval Lord of the Rings stuff is
but
very
that's
cool.
But when you get older, that becomes cooler when you realize other people thought it was nerdy and people stood by their thing.
Yeah.
It's like anyone that's still playing Dungeons and Dragons, like, I stan you, you're king.
The only thing that's uncool is like judging that because it's cool to just have something you're passionate about. Like, if you like it.
What are you thinking about in your head? What humiliating thing are you defending? What fucking embarrassing shit? You're like, it's fucking cool. It's cool, I
it's
swear.
It's cool to have interests, okay? I'll just leave it at that. I'm not gonna...
You should see her when Jules comes on. It's so embarrassing. She's like, am I cool? You feel like I'm cool, Jules? Jules is like, I guess. I don't know. What do you need me to say, bitch?
Yeah, she gets awkward.
So what made you switch to tampons? Is it the mushrooms or...
No.
The drug?
Honestly, I hate the feeling of a pad.
Of yeah,
the diaper,
like a diaper.
Yeah, but
with
now
your
that
wet,
I
bloody bush,
I like feel the tampon. Like it's like I hate it.
I know. Well, I will. Like I have to admit on stage quite often that when my tampon's half in and half out.
Yeah,
I was like, is she about to put that inside herself? No. Uh oh, ratings. Pull it up. What?
What is this? Is like a CBD menthol thing for cramps that I'm trying out.
You got so much of the cream all over your pants. I've never seen anyone cream their pants so like physically in front of everyone. Look at how much you got on the pants. Oh, it's on the inside. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, it is. Wait, don't
you? Did you shave your happy trail?
No, it's just like lightened from the sun, maybe.
Did you say it grew out? Lightened from the sun?
No.
Are you sunbathing now?
No.
What's going on with Esther? She's changing.
I just don't have that dark of a happy trail because I've never shaved it.
I've seen your happy trail more than you've seen it. Okay, I'm down there more than you. Yeah. I got to fucking sift through that mess, that bloody mess. Peel the pad off.
Oh, God. Wait, I heard that you grew up Wiccan. Is that true?
Yeah.
Can you?
It's the Ren Fair.
Yeah.
On my dad's side. They're the Wiccans.
Isn't that so fun to only be half Wiccan?
What does that mean? Can you like...
Are you scared? Why are you so spooked out?
No, I'm intrigued. I want to be adopted.
Do you want to hold this while you talk about
yes.
it?
Yes. And can you lower the lights? No, it's hard to explain because it's not like Christianity or Catholicism where it's like the same church. Like, I guess it's kind of similar because I guess every priest has a different take on the Bible, but the churches are usually similar. But like we would meet in a park or like the desert, and we would and then it would be called the circle, and there would be a priest and a priestess, and it was just like a very positive religion, and it had a lot of Christianity, which I was raised on too. My grandma's super Christian. They're kind of saying similar things, but Wiccan has a lot more female presences.
Mm-hmm.
It's led by a priest and a priestess together.
Oh,
and
Esther's like, I can't even imagine that.
It's like, it's all about the elements and nature. And
is there witchcraft or not?
Yes. Whoa.
Get to it. Put your fucking nose on. If you're
scaring me.
Like
so I'm. No,
Why
I'm
threatening
just,
our guests
because I just am
you're a bully.
I don't love religion. Like I'm like it's like a little bit like. Ugh. But if there's like spells and stuff.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, now
spells.
You're into it. You were scared a second ago. Is there fucking? You're like, are there fucking witches or what?
Yeah, can I get my high school ex to love me again or not?
So by the way, she doesn't want to love him back. She just wants him to love her.
I was always raised like we would do spell work, but I was always raised you should be like careful what you wish for and specific. Like I was taught a lesson all the time. If you ask for money, be specific because you might go outside and find a penny on the ground, and then your wish came true. So it's like
you dumb bitch, you poor bitch, pennyful bitch.
But as I get older, it makes sense because you really, I mean, you guys know you have to know what you want to get it. And I feel like that's a lot of life. And that's basically what spell work is or praying.
Really?
Like, I think so.
Yeah.
You can get anything you want. You just have to know what it is.
You have to believe it and see it.
But are we witches? Do you identify as a witch?
No, I'm agnostic.
I think I'm an agnostic witch. Is that something?
I think agnostic is like, yeah, you could be that.
What are you? Thank you.
I'm just always ready to pummel you.
What are you?
I mean, I did get some moles removed. I had witch-like moles. I was ready to be born.
The thing is, I used to love like witchery, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which was my favorite show. And, you know, Ouija boards and all that stuff. What?
Did I tell you that Caroline Ray and I had a whole thing?
I've hung out with her as well.
I love her
so
much.
She is such a fun energy.
I love her so
much. She should be on this show.
100%.
She is such a good, she's amazing.
She's so good.
I love her. But I met Dave, and Dave is afraid of witches.
Oh,
so I had to really.
Dave, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he's scared of witches. So I had to like really lower that side. I had to dim that shine a little. And
this is what I love about Esther. This is what I love about Esther. Afraid. Esther has evolved so much since we began. I remember back in the day, she was like, someone asked if she believed in, I think it was Kalila's, like, do you believe in ghosts? She goes, no, I'm not a fucking idiot. Now she's like, I'm a witch. Ghosts are a little iffy still.
I still don't believe in ghosts, though.
Well, I'm telling you, that's why people get frogged. If you believe in ghosts, people are going to be hiding in your attic wearing your underwear. So just make your choice.
Frogged?
Oh, that's true. My sister believes in ghosts.
I'm sorry.
Frogged?
Okay, frogging is a new thing I've learned about that. I'm not afraid of it. I'm fascinated by it, but... So it's this new like type of crime that can be committed against you where
it's a job opportunity for someone like me.
And some people, yeah, take it. The attic is half full. Now, so and also she is used to being in the attic. So her people. But anyway, I can't. It's her thing.
Being Jewish.
It's her thing.
It's her thing.
It's her thing. She loves to get up in a creaky attic and try to keep quiet. But just writing her little book. But so people will like be hiding in your house. They'll be living in your house. And when you're out, they'll like go out and stuff, and they'll come down and like kind of eat your food and stuff.
Oh, like frogging. Parasite?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
I think so. I never
saw
that.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Parasite, by the way, I'll never watch again.
Wait, it was more twice, but it okay, was listen. Scary both times.
I just saw the greatest fucking slasher movie of all time, Terrifier 2. I cannot recommend it. Did you see it?
No, I'm just like,
it is so fucking good. It's better than the tits, guys. Do you know what I mean?
Stop it. Feels good, stop it.
Terrifier is better. It's gory. It's disgusting. While I was watching, I was like, to make Esther come and see this would be like my goal. People are throwing up. They're leaving the theater.
What?
It's so disgusting. Yeah. No, but it's so good.
Wait, that looks fun.
It's so
is
good.
Is he going to
so
sell gory. Ice cream? That sounds scary. Fun.
No, it's death and gore and everything's amazing.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah.
Oh.
The first one was great too, but this one's like insane. It's so good. We saw it in theaters. Todd and I saw it. It was limited release and they extended it. It's done better than all of the high budget movies.
Whoa.
Like I think Sosie's movie did better, but Sosie's movie, by the way, also awesome.
Really?
Smile. It was so good. But so then I'm doing this live about it. I'm like, oh my God, I want to be like chopped in half. Like the first one, they chopped this girl like down by her pussy into two pieces.
Oh my God.
And then this one's worse. Like they get better. You know what I mean? So
what
it's just like amazing.
Fuck?
So I'm like, oh my God. And Damien Leone's the creator, right? And I'm like, oh my God, you guys tag him. I want to be like chopped up, blah, blah, blah. And then I go to follow him. He's already motherfucking following me, dude. He saw me on Rogan.
That's awesome.
So watch Terrifier 3, bitch, okay? Especially if you think I'm annoying and I interrupt a lot. Watch it. Your dreams will come true. But it was so, I just like love gore. I just like, it's just so.
You loved Al Gore? Sorry.
I love Al Gore, the inventor of the internet. I remember an SNL sketch that was like, there's too much gore on TV. And it was just Al Gore.
You love That's climate hilarious. Change?
You guys, there's one thing I love. Climate change.
You're pro climate change.
I love
Sarah. I call you Annie Weatherman.
Yes, Annie Weatherman.
Wait, one thing that's scary that I heard about climate change, though, is that, like, it basically goes, like, people are like, oh, it's not that bad, but that's, like, how it works. Like, it's a slow, slow burn, and then it's like,
we'll be dead by then. It's fine.
You think? That would be cool.
Or we'll all burn together.
Banana break.
It's a great time for banana break.
The thing about.
Wait, burning together sounds fun.
No, we are codependent people. We'll be fine. We have FOMO. As long as it happens to all of us at the same time, we're good.
But then, like, Elon will be in Mars and he'll be fine without us.
You don't think
us.
We'll be with him? We know. We're 1 degree removed, okay? I'm 1 degree removed from Kevin Bacon and Elon Musk, bitches, okay? I'm doing just fine. We're going to talk.
You're killing it.
We're the 1%, guys. Follow us. You guys like us? We're the 1%.
That is not the 1%.
Yeah. Shut the fuck
Wait,
up.
The 1%, I'm pretty sure, doesn't ask for followers.
By the way.
Elon Musk is like, please follow me.
The reason Carlos can say that is because his dad is the 1%.
God, you really hammered down that banana.
Something makes me like, things like bananas when I'm wearing this.
You please wear them on stage at the store.
I think I do have to see what it would be like to have them on stage.
You have to.
Nothing will compare to you in person with Dave with those titties. Nothing will compare.
How about when I was just naked in front of Dave?
I forgot.
That was like our prank, like just being naked in front of Dave. It's like a funny prank.
Dave was inside the house on a Zoom writer's
with
room
with just really real important people.
And
like
I
people
had,
that like, don't deal with our nonsense.
Yeah. And I had Annie over and we were like doing a try on of the sleepover by Esther Samples. And so we were in the yard to be like quiet. And then Annie's just strips down fully naked and is like teasing Dave.
Dave's like, oh. Dave's just always trying to do the right things.
Yeah. He doesn't like when you and Whitney get naked in front of him. He gets like really scared. He feels like he's being like teased.
Is this
or
what
mocked.
Whitney feels like all the time?
Whoa.
Is that why she's always showing them?
What?
Bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Showing them off.
Right.
Why did it sound like you said bottom?
She bottomed. You told us we couldn't look at you, like, because it was going to be a reveal when you came out of the changing room.
But thank you for saying that. It sounded so bad. You said we couldn't look at you. I'm like, oh, God, I did?
I know, I caught that. I no, like, when you were in the changing room, but I could see your ass sticking out.
Oh, it's so bad. Something was coming.
What exactly do you have on the bottom?
It's supposed to be like a, well, you're supposed to have something over it. I had like the, you know how the Hooters waitresses have like the, kind of shiny, glossy leggings?
Yes, actually, I do.
I got them, but I got everything for my size, forgetting that I was going to be wearing prosthetic things. That's why this had to get cut. And that's why these are just exposed, because I couldn't, the leggings couldn't fit over the ass.
Do we still have Hooters around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you been like at all? What is it?
I did a sketch of me going into Hooters, asking for a job. And the manager throwing me out. I'll post it on my story when this one comes out, the day this comes out. But I go in and the manager I go, can I get a job? And the manager's like, you have no tits, and like throws me out. And then I'm like, but I'm a good waitress. And then these guys come by, they're like, you have no tits. I bet you're not even a good waitress, you titless bitch. That's so funny.
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen all your sketches. Can I shout out my friend Jaime Miranda, who's my first roommate here? And one day he was like, dude, you should go on Trash Tuesdays. Like, he loves that show. And I was
thinking. The show?
Yeah. And I thought at the time, oh, yeah, I'll just go do that, because I didn't know you guys. So, you know, it felt very out of reach. And so it's cool to be here now.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Whoa. That's so cool.
No, we and Jesse and I are going to do more stuff together. We had so much fun. It was such a good time.
It was really fun. Yeah.
Also, shout out to Nehemiah from fucking Real World and The Challenge.
I've been watching The Challenge now.
Yes,
it's on Netflix. Yeah, all the Nehemiah,
what a good influence she's been on you.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great show, and it's all about not quitting and going, and you just commit, and you can win.
But the slice of my life is so exciting, featuring, because like Polly took me first, who also tried to start shit between me and Esther as a joke. Remember, he was like, Jesus. Esther's mad at you.
I was like, and I'm like, there's no way Esther's mad at you.
I don't think she knows who I am. no, bro. And then, yeah.
Like, who has Esther been mad at? Esther, even people Esther are mad at, I just see her with.
I'm like,
no allegiance to her own anger. No. I just see her with him all the time. I'm like, okay, I guess that was fake.
I knew
the girl who cried grudge.
I knew he was kidding.
And then
Santino's taking me to Salt Lake City. And that was really fun.
Whitney will come for you. Whitney will copy me.
Jeselnik now, right?
Jeselnik, I'm going on the road with next week, or this week and next week. But it's just Irvine in Ontario. So I don't know. I think the club set me up with him, but he must have approved it. But anyway, it's different when like Annie's and Santino and Polly are like flying me out. Like, that's different. I'm still excited to feature Tony. For Jeselnik, but
sorry, Tony Jez.
And Tony, I should mention Tony Hinchcliffe too. Oh, I always forget him because it happened so long ago. But he did take me with Kill Tony. He did take me, actually started this whole thing with Kill Tony to Swansea and had a limo pick us up from
it's
the
so funny from to such a fucking little airport. Place and then get picked up in a limo.
And we went through a McDonald's.
Okay, that sounds fun. McDonald's drive through in a limo.
It's all so
yeah.
fun.
Carlos Red Band orders like the whole menu.
But we're going to San Jose. It'll be before this one airs, I think. No, November 11th and 12th. Oh my God, you guys, come to San Jose. I'm planning some fucking special shit. It's gonna be like Josh Potter is gonna be there. I'm gonna fucking spoil you guys. It's gonna be fun. I just think like it is fun to go on the road, and it's fun to like have good times in between the shows and do crazy things. And I'm kind of past the point in my life where I wanted to just relax in between shows. I'm like, let's just fucking party.
We lived it up, and someone in your meet and greet, because I was trying to help Todd like sell this stuff while they waited to get a picture with you, and somebody said, I love what Annie's doing for you. It's nice to see her doing, you know, paying back the things people did for her.
Who did what for me?
I know, just no, but like
Rogan and Whitney, I guess.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Whitney like gave us.
But you and I never like toured to open with
them. I did. No, I opened for Jim Norton back in the day.
That's sick. I like.
Yeah, no, and he used to take me out to steak and stuff like that. We went to Outback Steakhouse. That was like quite the finest, but we did have lobster tail.
We had lobster.
That's true. I guess, yeah, I opened for Rogan a couple times, and that was like...
That's so funny. He still talks about it. He's like, she killed. She was doing all these rape jokes. I'm like, that's so funny.
I know.
To think of you as like a former rape joke comedian.
I know.
He's like, I wish you'd get back to those rape jokes.
Well, I had to stop because one night I was out to dinner with my dad, and he was literally so proud of me. He was telling the waitress my rape jokes. I was like, Dad, like, no. But yeah, my parents, like, Joe was so nice to my parents. Like, they still talk about it. Like, he was so fucking nice to
them. I know. It's really, I was thinking about Jim Gaffigan was like a king to my parents when they came to New York once. It's like, that means so much when people are nice to your parents.
It really does.
It's so good. What do we got here?
Do I put on the hats?
Yes.
By the way, did we have to get rid of Harvey Weinstein to get another Hocus Pocus?
Oh, is his name pop up at the beginning?
Well, we're
I'm just saying, it's like, why did it take 47 years?
We're like,
mine doesn't fit my big head.
It looks good.
What is that? I don't know. No, we're not doing
cauldron.
That's like just Esther, poison.
It looks like an open
spray in her fuck. Huff it, bitch. You do drugs now.
Okay, so what's this game? Will you explain it?
In the news, witches brews. So you need to pick a name out of the cauldron and predict the news story that will happen to them since you guys are witches.
Can I just tell you, literally under 24 hours ago, we were like, can you come up with some games? So this is pretty impressive.
Wait, does this mean that...
You're stirring it up with the bone. Sorry, I like this.
Wait. Should we explain it better?
Yeah.
So make a prediction. Here we go.
Wait, did Esther come up with this?
So no, I just
here's
don't
the idea.
Understand.
Make you're basically making a prediction of the person that's on the slip of paper. It could happen tomorrow or years from now, but make your witch's prediction.
There's so many names in there.
Yeah, like predict how they'll be in the news in the next couple weeks or whatever. Like,
oh my god,
how like Nick Cannon, you guys.
Oh, we predicted after we picked the name.
Literally, all I saw was this, and I was like, I'm about to get canceled. What the hell is
this? He just puts the N-word.
I was like, what the hell is this? I know. I'm like, I guess it's me. It's me getting canceled.
For the
Dick Van Dyke. I mean, he's gonna come back to life and die again. Is he dead or
he's alive?
Dick, how old is he? Pull him up.
It says Dick Van Dyke.
I didn't know.
No one knows what it says.
I went like this.
He's 96.
He's 96.
Oh my god, the age of the queen and the age of Angela Lansbury. R.I.P.
Going strong.
Did he get the vaccine?
You're witches, so be careful. Don't kill
me. We love Dick Van Dyke. He was a Brody fan. He came.
Oh no, he was.
He came to see Brody Stevens at the Improv one night, and I'll never forget that night because it was the day that I first bought myself highlighter, like makeup, and the only person who noticed was Brody, and he was like, Esther, you're glowing.
Oh my god, that's so funny. He fell for it.
Yeah.
We needed our fucking medicated friend to notice. Dick Van Dyke is going to be enjoying Brody soon. No, he's gonna live forever. Guys, he's gonna live forever. What do you want to say? You gave me the elderly person.
You picked it.
Ew.
You put it back.
Who was it that you put back?
It was a Trump. I don't care about them. Ivanka Trump, isn't she dead? Is she the loving one?
She's not dead.
Ivana died? Who died?
No, Ivanka's the daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the blonde.
I think she's going to get big tits.
She should.
Okay, I got Ben Affleck. I'm going to say I see a divorce coming. It's pretty obvious. A fake divorce for a fake wedding.
I know. How, when she was singing to him, oh my God, is she going to sing at the divorce?
Oh my God. Okay. Oh. Mariah Carey.
Ooh.
I think she's going to marry Ben Affleck.
Ooh, spooky.
They can speak Spanish together. Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart is finally going to meet someone that makes him feel tall. Esther?
Yeah!
They're about to blow up, bitch!
Wait, I think that's a real thing that I heard about, which is short girl privilege. It's like we make people feel tall so they like us.
If you see me in pictures with my shorter friends, I'm not going to say their names, but you know.
Me and her?
Male. I don't care about your feelings. But men, I spread. You'll see me do the spread.
Mm.
So like short. So you level. That.
Thank you.
That's yeah. Fun. That is nice.
You didn't have to.
Oh, Whitney Cummings. I predict a larger breast surgery. I think she needs to go bigger, inspired by Annie.
I predict she's going to be taking a opener to the Renaissance Fair next time. You know, look at this great idea I had. Kris Jenner. Oh, I have a feeling she's going to continue to advise her daughters to stay away from Esther. She's going to say, no, stay away from this one. This bitch may be shorter than Kevin Hart, but she is not going to get you where you need to go.
I got Pete Davidson.
Uh-oh.
I think he's going to start dating Kris Jenner.
Or Kalilah.
Or Kalilah.
I think Kalilah. Ooh. Oh, my God. Are these just all people Kalilah's going to date?
Lil Nas X, date Kalilah.
She Bobby has the Lee. Shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Is the only one that we're not allowing to date Kalilah.
No, that's the only one that actually is going to.
I almost had a heart attack when I saw this.
Why?
The beginning. I don't know.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser is going to win an Oscar. Yes. He is going to.
Really?
Oscar, yeah. Love him. And Encino Man, too.
Oh, my God. My favorite. Listen, Encino Man's my number one Pauly Shore movie, even though obviously Biodome, I think. I mean, there's so many good ones. Every Pauly Shore movie is good.
Yeah.
But
what? Every Pauly Shore movie's not good.
They're pretty good.
Though. Are you guys fucking serious?
I've actually never seen one.
Oh my God.
I like
you
Encino
have.
Encino Man.
You're so dumb. You didn't like Biodome?
I did not like Biodome.
You didn't like.
You will love Pauly Shore is Dead. Because you'll see a lot of people you know.
You're
such
really?
A loser. Yeah.
For not liking Biodome?
Yes. We actually have a comment below. Comment below is Carlos the biggest loser in the world for trying to pretend he doesn't like Biodome.
Pretend. He's playing. I you're saw being it at a antagonist. Sleepover and I didn't like it.
Yeah, you got to watch it now.
At a sleepover?
Wait, what happened
don't
at the sleepover?
Because someone wouldn't do the reach around with you. Blame it on Pauly.
I didn't ask for reach arounds when I was 13.
Oh, Britney Spears. I predict she will get help.
I like that.
This one's too triggering.
What is it?
Someone you'll never ever have.
Ah!
I predict that this person will be on my solo podcast. This person's gonna be on my solo podcast and love every second of it.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Is probably pegging Will Smith in the future.
Oh my God, another future boyfriend of Kalilah. Kalilah's getting around in the future.
Oh, I got a spider.
Yeah.
And Theo, come on our fucking show. What's wrong with you?
Jerry Seinfeld.
We want you.
Ooh.
Jerry Seinfeld, what do we think for him?
He's going to come out with like an underwear line now.
Yeah. He's sleepover by Jerry.
He's going to be, Jerry Seinfeld is going to be like modeling like Calvin Klein underwear soon.
No. He's going to have Seinfeld 2, the movie.
Yeah.
This person is going to follow Esther on Instagram 100%.
Yay. Thank you.
It's definitely, especially when she quits, she's going to just devote her time to, not on Instagram, on TikTok.
And this person will not. Kylie Jenner.
This is fun.
I know.
It's all just being me and Esther.
Oh, no.
What?
I think this person's going to be on my solo podcast because they hate Esther.
Ah!
This guy's going to motorboat my titty.
Dave King for the listener.
Dave.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Hold him right where he wants to be. Justin Timberlake.
What do you guys think?
Hot.
I hope he never posts a TikTok again because he got completely roasted.
What did he do?
It was just like, I guess yeah. I'm on TikTok now. It was so chuggy. Like, bleh. What?
This one means a lot.
What is it?
I don't know how to like say. I like to collect people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean it in like a.
No, I collect people. You're one of my Barbie dolls. You know that. You're my Homer Simpson Barbie.
I know. I was like, okay. I'm the one with the extra weight on. Okay, wait.
That's not true.
No, I know. We're going to get her. It people are gonna be like, you're delusional, you're delusional. I just wanna let you know, like 100% we're gonna get her.
Who is it, Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
We're like really gonna get her.
Yeah, we are. Gaga, I saw you twice in one night at the House of Blues in 2009 in Chicago. but listen to Annie, actually.
We love you, Queen. I'm wearing your fucking makeup right now, bitch.
Yeah. Trash Tuesday for House of Gaga.
Yes.
Whoa, should we do a Gaga spell?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, give us the spray. Esther, you have to huff the spray.
Fuck you.
If I had had more time into this, I was definitely wanted to do something where you have to put your hand in and it's gooey.
Oh, my. Esther
involved in gooey touching.
You would really be a good older sister to a little sister. That's what I think that might be what our dynamic is that we play out, because my older sister tortured me and you would like thrive.
I can't believe someone like got away with it. Your boundaries are so tight. It's hard to even get in there.
That's why. It's like she caused
it. Tight
this.
As those sweet, tight veins of your both of you.
Oh, don't make every man horny. What's this?
You know what it is, you witch. It's a pumpkin for the second annual pumpkin drawing.
What's this little thing that stands before us, witches? Ooh. What should we do with him?
I don't know.
We'll carve
floppy
it.
Floppy ass.
Floppy?
Oh, yeah, floppy. And then just one more.
Kim Kardashian.
What do we think? Get back with Kanye?
No.
What if Kim started dating Bobby and Kalila started dating Pete?
Wait, Kim and Bobby is a vibe.
Another woman making a man feel tall. What is she, 5'2"?
I believe, yeah. Courtney's my height. Kim is an inch taller than me in court.
Courtney's your height?
Yeah, isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll always have that.
All right, we're to draw each other.
All right, giggle fuck. Let's go.
I must step on your nose. But
oh no.
Like that.
That's like World War II propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be your
Sarah Silverman's coming for you.
It's supposed to be your costume nose, not your real nose.
Thank you.
But this is the main attraction.
Yeah. As
who oh you drew yourself?
I thought we were supposed to draw all of those.
No, oh okay. Wait, let me add myself to mine. Hold on.
It'll be real.
Oh, I didn't know you worry. I didn't know you drew anything.
I did. Oh yeah.
You're fast.
Yeah.
Annie's is insane.
Okay, I'll go next. Okay, so here's Annie.
Oh, yep.
There's Juicy and there's me.
I love it.
Okay, here's me. It's just my tits with Dave's name. Here's Juicy. She's chilling, just like.
Whoa.
And thinking about horses. Doesn't it seem like she's always kind of thinking about horses or something?
Yeah, she does have that look.
She's like, I could ride a horse.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
Maybe later, yeah.
But horse. She's kind of chilling, relaxing. Like, she's kind of always relaxed.
A horse fantasy.
And then.
What the fuck, bitch?
This is Esther with her period leaking because she doesn't know how to use a tampon. And her sleepover by Esther is her tight little waist, her big titties, and her.
Thank you. I love it.
Disgusting grew head. Will you pixelate the boobs in this?
That would be awesome. You have all the boobs in hers, too. They're all pixelated.
You guys.
I'm going to get demonetized.
Thank you so much for watching another chaotic episode of Trash Tuesday. And please tune in, especially.
We call it chaotic when. Kay is not here.
Well, we do have a special announcement about a possible host change.
Yes, guys.
So stay tuned. I think hopefully next week you'll hear about that.
Yeah, and we can kind of just put all of this
to rest.
To rest.
And a special thank you to Jetski Juicy J.
Jetski Juicy Tiny Veins is the new one.
Yeah.
It's true.
Johnson. Thank you for joining us. And Annie.
Come see us in San Jose. I can't even say the San anymore.
Carlos's nephew.
We partied. It was so fun. We had such a good time. Thank you for coming down the road. Thanks for coming on the show. Esther, you should consider opening for me.
I'll
be treated like a queen.
You guys have a happy, safe Halloween. We'll see you next week.